You're listening to the Ollie Holmes Show on Proper Sport.
Yeah, you certainly are listening to the Ollie Holmes Show. Me and Annie Parkinson with you as well, and Jai Hitchcock's with you all the way through until 8 o'clock. We're going to have a good look at everything that's happening in the world of rugby league and the world of sport as well. Keep up to it with us, facebook.com/propersportradio. You can follow us live and see us on the cameras as well. But let's introduce the man himself. Ollie Holmes, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic, mate. How are you doing yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, cheers, mate. Not too bad. How's it feel to... Have you got your name up in lights and all
yeah,
the rest of it now?
Yeah, it's a bit different rather than sitting behind Luke Gale's limelight for once. So now I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Should be cracking. We're going to talk about everything happening in the world of rugby league. Obviously, round one has ended. Pre-season out of the way as well, which is always good to see. Jai's Cook's with us as well. How's things going with you, Jai? How was the first run out this weekend?
Very good, mate. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Obviously, not what we expected. I would have liked to come away with a win at Halifax, but yeah, ends of breaks always next week.
Yeah, that's true. Well, good to get out there either way, I suppose. It's good to get pre-season out of the way, I imagine. I mean, for us mere mortals looking at pre-season, yeah, it seems like an absolute hell.
Yeah, that's
not going to lie to you.
We got lucky and sort of had a bit of a shorter one this year, but no pre-season's very friendly on the body.
There's only one way you can ever really get out of pre-season is finish the previous season with a fair old injury and managed to scrape in an operation and cut back first 4 weeks, maybe. Yeah. that's the easiest pre-season you can get.
Yeah, which thankfully I've done for the last 5 years.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, this is the first one I've done in 5 years, a full one. I mean, I'm happy to have done it and it'll stand me in good stead for this coming season, but the previous years of the first couple of weeks have been quite pleasant rather than quite disgustingly horrible and getting asthma out on field trying to find your lungs.
I can imagine, to be fair. It seems like a lot worse than me doing half an hour on the treadmill after work, either way, you know what I mean? But yeah, looking at it as well, because obviously we were off about this off air, we're on about, oh, it must be a lot better over in Australia. I don't know, we all imagine it, you know, great runs on the beach, sunny weather, all the rest of it, but it don't exactly work out that way.
No, mate, not at all. The runs on the beach are usually up a big sand hill and you're looking at 40 degrees. So, yeah, it's a sort of one end of the spectrum to the other, really. Take your pick. Do you want the Baltic or do you want the boiling hot?
Yeah, well, I mean, I ain't done anything in that 40-degree heat, but I'm sick of being cold and wet over here, me, now. But yeah. I'm a ginger, so I don't even know how I'd even fare over there. And
no, you'd be absolutely toasted in the minute.
Golden rays bouncing off my head because my hairline's slightly receding as well, so I think I'd have to have some cream from head to toe.
Well, it's supposed to be a summer game, but we'll get there eventually. We'll
yeah,
get there
this eventually. Old summer rugby league that starts never.
Yeah, that's it.
Over
that's
here.
It. Yeah, starts. So we'll get about 1 month of it.
Yeah,
you know?
we get a good month in maybe August, July time, just over Easter when we play 3 games in about 4 days, which is always pleasant.
Yeah. That must have been a culture shock to you first coming over, to be fair.
Yeah, mate, I was in that. Double skins and I think I played my first game in a trial against Lock Lane and it was just absolutely freezing. The coach said to me, sure you're going to wear that just one jacket? I said, oh, what's going on? Got there minus one, sweet.
I'll always remember we had a foreign journalist coming over when I was covering one of the football games, going over to Blackpool, wearing a T-shirt, middle of winter. So it's supposed to be seaside. It's supposed to be at least a little bit warm.
Yeah.
It's like, mate, have my jacket. You are not surviving this 90 minutes watching the football in the middle of Blackpool. In middle of December, you're not going to be able to
do
it.
I don't think I've ever been to Blackpool when it's been pleasant weather.
No, that's true, actually, yeah.
Right, it may be because we're out of God's country and over M62 over at Pennines into West End, but it's Blackpool, it's a grim place in my eyes. My grandma and granddad actually used to have a B&B there, and I still can't remember it being that pleasant when I went as a kid.
That's because you had to pay.
Probably, yeah.
Well, they got rid of that wild mouse ride over at Pleasure Beach now as well.
So yeah, I can remember that. That was a rickety old worrying 3-4 minutes of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't have ever been on it, Jai, but you're talking about old school wooden roller coasters here that took a good few 90 degree turns and you were worried that it was just going to roll off tracks.
No, I'll pass on now.
Well, you need to see Blackpool Pleasure Beach at some point. That's something you've got to tick off your list.
It's improving. And they just knocked up some new roller coasters. So, have you been to Pleasure Beach?
Is it the same as like Scarborough, where there's all like the coin machines flicking around?
Oh, no,
around
it's
over
a
there?
Bit more of an actual theme park than an amusement
really?
Park.
Cool, because I lost all my coins before the second shot.
Nothing worse. But anyway, we better have a bit of a chat about rugby league
on
the way as well. Obviously, first round of Super League over? I mean, we still don't know exactly what's going to be happening in terms of the structure and all the rest of it, and who's going to be owning it and all the rest of it. But we're getting there. The first round are out of the way, and it's just good to see it back again. I know we haven't had too much of a break, but it's always great to have it back in.
Yeah, I mean, for us personally, you get through pre-season and you get to a point in pre-season, which were probably about 2 weeks ago for us, well, me personally, where I was just thinking, come on, just start.
Yeah.
Sick of training now with no end game and getting a result and getting out there and being able to put everything into practice. So, it's good to be back playing and back into the league, but, terrible result on Friday.
Yeah. I can understand. I mean, you look at some of what happened there as well, but I look at it from last season, you know, in the first round, you look at everything that's happened there, it is only round one. There's a lot of rugby to be played. You know, the grand final don't roll round until October. You know, there's no point looking too far into these sort of...
Well, no, a lot of people mentioned this week just because of what's happened to us. I mean, we beat Leeds pretty heavily at the start of last season,
and
then they've gone and beat us in a grand final. I mean, I'm not saying that that's written in stars and that's going to happen to us, but like you say, it's only round one. We can turn this loss into a positive if we react in the right manner and get a response.
Yeah, well, there's high expectations of us, wasn't there? And that's not just from fans and media. There's high expectations from us too. We don't want to go poorly, but I think that's why the media's sort of made it a bigger thing than what it is, and like, where are they going to be at the end of the year and all that stuff. And it's one game.
No, I mean, it just gives you something to talk about, doesn't it?
No, that's very, very true. And to be fair, you brought up that massive win against Leeds last season. That was something special. I think for a bit of Bulls fan as well, like me, that's seen Leeds do so well for so long, and Bulls get, that was something special. It must have been something special for you lads back then as well. That were a cracking.
Yeah, I mean, like Jai was saying there, there's high expectations on us this year, and probably wasn't so much of that last year. So we might have surprised a few teams, and we did that against Leeds that cold night down in down at Weldon Road.
Yeah, it was well worth it that cold night. To be fair, no doubt about it. But I looked at it as well, obviously. Ben Barber, there's a lot of talk about him, a lot of talk about what he's going to be bringing to Super League as well. Obviously, for us watching, it seemed like he was outside. What was it like playing against him,
Matt? Yeah, well, probably looks and felt probably the same as what you boys were seeing.
Yeah.
he ripped us to bits, really, didn't he? I mean, he just showed how much of an high-quality player he is. I mean, Jai probably knows a bit more about him than I do, as his fellow Australian, but, I mean, yeah, he's... By the looks of it, he's had a good pre-season, and it's paid dividends off for him in that first game. I mean, we did no favours for ourselves in that game. We put ourselves under way too much pressure to even put them in a game. But, I mean, fair play to him. He had a great game.
He certainly did. And, of course, obviously, like you say there with Ben Barber, you know, obviously know quite a bit about him. He did look like he was going to be a special player when he came over, to be fair.
Yeah, he's always been a special player, hasn't he? He's been one of them players where he can just touch the ball and do something that not many players can do. We sort of touched on it during the week, and we wanted to shut him down as much as we could, but I guess that's what quality players do, don't they? They evade those sort of things. So, yeah, no, he did really well, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much. No arguments.
You're all right there. And like I say, it's only round one. Of course, next game coming up as well. It's a great time to turn it around now, isn't it?
And, well, that's the beauty of rugby league, isn't it? You get games come thick and fast. We've got a 9-day turnaround, which is probably as long as a turnaround as you're going to get, really, in a game of rugby league. So, you know, at least we get to try and put it right this week on Sunday again, witness.
Yeah. And plus, yeah, I mean, I've always looked at this, especially with the current structure. You are playing teams... sometimes five times, you get them in the cup, you get them at sometimes, you know, a magic weekend and all the rest of it. By the time it actually rolls around to October, we've seen the best of most teams, haven't we, you know, when it comes out of that sort of pop.
Yeah, by that time. And on that, playing teams five times, I mean, I've mentioned this before, it's diluting the game.
Yeah.
Playing teams five times. I mean, if you're a fan and you're looking at a fixture coming up this week and it's Cass, let's just say Cass V Leeds, we've played them in a friendly already once anyway, so the fans are just going to go, are we off to this one? Nah, we'll just catch next one, or one after that, or one after next Cass V Leeds, one after that. I mean, so is there a demand for fans to turn up to games that they're going to see probably 3-4 times over a year? So I don't, like, obviously there's problems with structures, and I don't know.
It's a much better quality game in, you know, in 2 months' time as well, with conditions and all that sort of stuff. Like, you'd want to, we played bad and they played really well. You want to see a team where we played good and they played better. You know what I mean? That's what you want to see, and that's what they'll come to see, I guess.
I mean, that's it, because it's a bit of an alien structure, especially down under, sort of promotion, relegation, all that kind of thing. What do you make of this sort of?
Oh yeah, I'm on the fence with all this promotion, relegation. Obviously, we don't have it. I agree with that teams should be promoted and relegated, but I don't agree with the structure of people should lose their current contracts and stuff like that. I think it's not down to one player that they've been relegated, but they've lost their current contract. And people could say, oh, we'll just go out in the real world and get a job. But like, you base what you earn on what sort of mortgage you can get. So if you earn X amount of dollars for the next 3 years and you say to your partner or whatever, you know, we can afford this house, then no longer you can. That becomes a real struggle in your life. Like, that's a pretty major thing to put on someone. It's not just a relegation of that club, is it? It's a relegation of this person's mortgage or something like that. I know people touch on it, and it's a weird subject, isn't it? But yeah, that's what I think. It's a strange one, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, we had Kev Leroy coming to us, didn't we, middle of last year. I mean, he got another year left on his contract when OKR got relegated. They cancelled it, and he'd literally just picked up his keys, I think, 2 days before that £1 million game, or however they got relegated. He picked his keys up to his new house 2 days before that game, and then a week later, he's no longer got a contract. I mean, he's obviously based getting an house on his current contract that he's running for, say, 2 to 3 years or whatever it is, which then puts him in a secure position to do so. Obviously, the bank aren't going to lend him money if he ain't got that. Because when we sign for mortgages, I mean, I've just remortgaged my house now, and I have to tell the bank how long I've got left on my contract, and they're looking to these things, and that has an influence on what they give you. And if Kev's gone and done that, and then he's had his contract ripped up straight in front of his face, and I'm only using Kev as an example here, Kev Loraita, but I mean, it's distraught. I couldn't imagine how I'd have dealt with that situation. He's got a young family as well.
That's it, and
it's not as if we're on massive money where we can go months without getting paid.
Yeah.
If I went a month without getting paid, I'm into my savings, and I'm worrying about where I'm next going to get paid and what I'm going to pay my bills.
You have a poor season, you should be playing in the competition below, but I think the club should adhere to contracts and stuff like that, because there's no way that, say, if it's you or me, for example, that our living structure and our family should suffer because of a team effort that has nothing to do with them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, and this is something that's coming in with this players' association that Gaz Carvel's jumped on with the GMB Union. And there used to be a union, GMB Union, years ago, but then it ended up just getting dwindled out. I'm not sure if much really got done about it and how proactive it actually was within the sport. But Gaz Carvel's obviously recently retired and seen that something needs to be done, as he's been involved in the sport for that long. And I think one of the first issues that they're going to address is if a team gets relegated, that those contracts can't get torn up, or something happens that'll give the player a bit of safety.
I totally agree with you there as well, to be fair, because I've said it for quite some time. If you do have a sort of a players' union, players' association, you've got that backing. I mean, we've seen everything that's happened in Australia. We've seen, obviously, 2 weeks off at Christmas and so on. Yeah. I mean, you'll know a lot more about it than me about what they've got down there, but it does seem a little bit of a different world.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's all in the same club, but you look at, like, even the boss here he gets a 500k severance package for sacking himself. I mean, how's that work?
Yeah, let's dive into that one for a little while. I don't think I'm doing a good job. I'm going to sack myself, but I'm also going to give myself a 500 grand payout. How good's that? Can you imagine me going into Steve Gill just going, I want to sack myself, but can you give me loads of money?
Mate, that's what I mean. When you go in, though, can you tell him I said hey? Because I haven't seen him in a while. I can't even get in the door.
Honestly, I'd love to be able to see a little bit more, to be honest, of everything that's happened over at Red Orr with everything that's happening.
Yeah, I mean,
I've never seen a competition in my life, not only that's made this many changes. The Premier League isn't going, let's make a few alterations. Let's do this. You know, change it as many. Any professional sport has changed it as much as rugby league has. But then to not know when you go into a competition what's going to be happening at the end of the competition, I mean, how on earth do people plan for that? You know what I mean? It just makes no sense.
I think a couple of the championship team chairmen and CEOs and that, I think it was Featherstone, I can't remember, but they were saying, like, we cannot possibly plan for next year because we don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, money's not easy to come by in rugby league.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the people need as much notice and as much information about what's going on as possible. But, and like you say, football's never changed any of its structures for a long time. And rugby league's, you know. And I get that you've got to change things to stay up to date with things, but that often, really?
Yeah, that's it.
And don't get me wrong, I love watching that million-pound game. But as soon as it ends, don't you just sit there and be like, oh, poor guys, eh? Like, as soon as the game ends, you think, oh, that was an awesome game, but you just look at the losing team and you think,
that's it. Well, he said it all. It, Sam Moa after the game.
Yeah.
Because it was, what, Catalan Lee?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sam Moa said after the game, he says, this is an horrible feeling, and they won. Mm. But he's stood there after that game, as soon as that final whistle's blown, looking at 13 or 17 blokes that he's played against, knowing that they're possibly going to have contracts ripped up.
That's it.
You can't have Catalans. Yeah, obviously there'll be a sense of relief for them there, getting through that million-pound game and not getting relegated. But knowing that you've done that to them,
yeah.
And I know it's not directly their fault, but
yeah. Well, the better
knowing
players,
that you've had a little bit of an input into them getting relegated and
yeah.
I mean, in football, if teams get relegated, they get a big parachute payment, don't they?
That's
clubs
it.
Get a big parachute payment of millions,
yeah,
to support them. Not happening in rugby league.
Well, theirs just stops. It just stops straight yeah. away. Like, obviously, the better players survive, but you've got that pool of middle talent that gets ripped all over the shop and having to sign for different places for less money and all that sort of stuff. Like, some people obviously might get a little better deal, but there's still going to be that little chunk of players.
Yeah,
that,
it's not fair, is it?
Get
yeah.
ripped around a bit, isn't it?
No. Well, that's it. I mean, in football, they'll just go to another team. You yeah. know what I mean? It's not as easy as that in rugby league. As we're saying, I remember the first million-pound game of Rafa against Wakefield. You could tell the nerves. It was nerves. You know what I mean? You don't have the same thing as probably one of the greatest games the last few years, Saints against Castleford, the semi-final, where even I was watching it on the telly and I was screaming at the telly. It was that crazy.
Yeah.
Was it a drop goal with Hulkar and Salford? It wasn't the same feeling because you knew that team was going down and they're going to have some real pain. And obviously, if it's the worst team in the competition that goes down, it's a little bit different to a team that's going down for, you know, it going between the posts for that exact second or something like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, interested to see how that one plays out. I'd love to get your thoughts on it. Facebook.com/ProperSportRadio. Get in touch on Twitter at ProverSport as well. Loads of people getting in touch with us tonight.
Right.
So we'll have a start of some of these ones. Thanks to everyone that has got in touch with us on Facebook. Really prefer it. Liam's got in touch with us with a pretty tasty question on
Ooh, I can't wait for this
Facebook.
One, Liam.
It's a good one.
Come on, Liam, what you got for us?
Is it Gallagher?
It's a good one. Big fan of the show. Big fan of the show.
Oh, I regular listener, I've heard,
yeah. Oh, he is.
He's in toilets still.
That's it.
Is it, maybe? Off his coconut.
He said, as a competition, what would you prefer to win? The grand final, the Challenge Cup? What's more personal to you?
Well, I mean, this gets asked a few times, this. And I feel like I've got a decent sort of analysis of it now because I played in a grand final, lost one, played in a Challenge Cup final and lost one. I think the grand final one hurt a little bit more, but I just think because there's a bit more history about Challenge Cup and with it being at Wembley, I don't know, I like the Challenge Cup, man. I think it's a bit harder to win because it is literally knockout. You've got to win somehow, and I know it's same, you've got to win somehow in a grand final, but I just something about a Challenge Cup, and I think trophy looks a bit better than the grand final one.
You know, I agree with you there.
Yeah,
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it miles better. I think that Challenge Cup trophy is one of the best ones about in sport in general, I think.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah,
with
I'm probably different.
It's better than Ashes.
I don't know the history of Challenge Cup.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, of what I've learned so far, I know a little bit, but I don't. You know how something like that sticks with you, and you, as a kid, you grow up and you think, you know, this is the thing. But I don't know. Having run out there in a grand final and lost it, and just seen the atmosphere and felt it, it just felt different, didn't it? I'd love to win. I think.
No, don't worry. Yeah, it's not as if I'm going to turn away a grand final.
Well, I'd love to win both if they're on the platter, but I think I'd like to win a grand final over a Challenge Cup.
Well, I mean, everyone's different, aren't they?
Yeah,
you mean you're wrong, I'm right, everyone's different.
Obviously, you know nothing.
Do you think it's lost a bit of that? Because a lot of people say it's lost a bit of the Challenge Cup, but it still is a really special competition, isn't it?
You know
what I mean? If you look at it, running out of Wembley and...
It is, I mean, that National Stadium, Wembley, and I just don't know. It's just my personal preference about it. Challenge Cup. I just like it. I don't know if it's because I scored in that final or not, but I don't bring this up often.
Has he said this a few times?
Oh, mate, he showed me the highlights.
No, I have not.
Gets me round.
He's lying.
Got through untouched. I haven't even seen it, to be honest.
I've run around Zaccardi with electric pace.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's one and only times that I've ever done anything of the sorts.
Oh, fantastic stuff. Elsewhere, Mary's got in touch with another question as well. And this is one that I'm really curious about as well. Which game are you looking forward to playing most this season? Which are you looking out for? And I can't wait. And obviously, Saints was always going to be a big one as well. Is it Leeds? Is it Rhinos?
Well, I mean, your derbies are always up there. So yeah. I think Wake is going to be a very, very interesting one this week, you know, because they've looked very good again, OKR at the weekend. Tom Johnson put some fair old finishes on in that left-hand corner of theirs. So I think Wakey, I think that's going to be a very big derby this year, either at their place or our place. I think that's a very good, interesting one. And one fixture I am very looking forward to is Leeds Rhinos at Elland Road.
Yeah.
Being a Leeds United fan myself, and I used to go to a lot of games when I was younger with my dad and my mates and his mates, I think I've always wanted... I mean, we've played in big stadiums before, like obviously Old Trafford with Grand Final, Wembley, Twickenham, you know, Man City with Magic Weekends, Newcastle, but being able to go to out in your own team stadium, I think that'd be quite special, actually.
They're trying to break some record, aren't they, with some in-season game there, attendance, or something? Yeah, attendance record.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's just short 40,000, so I know it's never going to be filled 40,000 just for a Cast Leeds fixture, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think really it's like the most game you look forward to is it happens with the what's happened more recently, like how both teams are travelling. So obviously, if we both had a couple of wins on the bounce or whatever, and then you hear that it's going to be a sellout crowd, and you know, I think that sort of just
it's not until
the week before when you realise that this is going to be the game that you're really getting up for. You know, well, you get up for every game, but you know what I mean. Like it's just a bit more hype around it and stuff like that.
That's it. Do you reckon is that going to be the game you're looking for the most over at Elland Road then?
I like Magic. I like the whole Magic Weekend setup. I love that. You know, it's just different. Yeah, you know what I mean. I think that Elland Road will be good because it's different.
Yeah.
People want to come to different things. They get bigger crowd to something that's out of the ordinary.
I'd agree with that. I mean, to be fair with Magic Week, obviously talked about Man City, they're obviously going up to St James's Park again. Are you looking forward to that one? Do you wish it had been taken somewhere else, or are you happy with that one? Is it good?
I've only played there once. I think I've missed the last two up at Magic Weekend through injury. The first one I played and I really enjoyed it, we played Wakefield there, I really enjoyed it, but I don't think anybody who hasn't been to St James's Park, I don't think you realise there's an hill on that pitch. There's a slant on that pitch that I've never noticed before watching Newcastle play on football on TV. I've never noticed it until I actually stood at the sideline and I went, is it nearly here? Why is it like, what's going on? But no, it's a great stadium, isn't it? That full stand that just rises up into Evans is amazing. But yeah, it's a good weekend for fans, isn't it, really? It's more about the fans than it is the players, and I think they love it up in Newcastle. I mean, it's a bit loose up there, isn't it? And people love a drink, so
a bit
of Nookie Brown down the throat.
You can't go wrong with a night out in Newcastle. I've been there myself. It was absolutely superb. I remember in a hotel there as well, and the bloke there, proper Geordie, comes out and he was like, oh, you can't beat a night out in Newcastle. I won't do the accent because
Come on, let's hear it.
He'll just cut it because he always ends up the same. It just sounds like John Lennon or Irish whenever I try doing it.
Come on.
You can't go wrong. I can't do it. It's sounding
Conor McGregor.
Well, he was like, you can't go wrong with a night in Newcastle. And I thought he's just superb. And, you know, the atmosphere that's there as well. And he's something special because in rugby league, I mean, you won't get it with football.
No, there's too many lunatics in football to put that many different teams and fans in one stadium. That is a good thing about rugby league, how friendly fans are and stuff like that. You know, that's a massive positive to come out of sport. And I think sport prides itself on that, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you there. And I'm certainly looking forward to Magic Weekend once again rolling around. And obviously, what do you make? Because obviously you have some massive games.
Yeah, it's a good concept, isn't it? It's like you get the whole day pass thing and other fans can just... They're just there because they love footy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They watch their team. Now they get to watch two other teams and they hang around for that. And that's... Yeah, it's a good concept. I think it reminds me of that Auckland Nines in Australia, where it's just every team there over a 2-day period, and they just obviously play with the nine players. But no, it's a great concept. I think they're continuing to do over there, and we should continue to grow on it over here.
Yeah,
that's about as professional as I'm going to get for the night.
Is there anywhere else that you'd want to have it, Jai? Any other stadium that you'd want to have that game at? Because Newcastle's a fair old trip, and I don't like being on a bus that long. But is there anywhere else that you'd have it?
Nah, mate. Only because I don't really know anywhere else.
No idea.
I was sitting here thinking for a good couple of seconds. You're like, oh, surely you got one stadium in your head? Nothing. Nothing.
What about yourself then? Is there anywhere else you'd like to take it?
I mean, I've played. When I made my debut in 2010, I played five games that year, right? And one of them was in the Magic Weekend. I think it was up at Murrayfield.
Oh, yeah.
So I've done Murrayfield, Cardiff, Man City, Newcastle. Where else has it been?
Big time traveller.
It's just them four, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they're four pretty decent ones to have. But I'm drawing a blank, like, Jai. I don't know where I'd have it. I think you've got to look at the city, haven't you? The city's got to be appealing to fans to want to travel to it. I mean, it was good in Manchester because it's local to a lot of rugby league fans, isn't it? It's in the heartland of rugby league. So I think the attendances were a bit more there. I might have just lied at that, but I'm gonna back myself up and say that.
Yeah, let's be honest. You know nothing about the stats.
Yeah.
But, no, but if you had it down in London, you'd get no.
No, I wouldn't have it anywhere down south. I hope they don't try and branch out down into Coventry or something again.
Don't fancy that one.
No.
Nah, fair enough then. Fair enough. I was thinking myself. I mean, Bristol's a bit of a way. You don't be too bad there. I mean, you got the sort of night out of Bristol, that's all right. You know, make a weekend of it. And
yeah. Well, I think that's what a lot of people, a lot of fans that you speak to, they book, oh, I've already booked my weekend I've already booked my hotel for Magic Weekend. So, yeah, maybe change it up somewhere and have it somewhere else where everyone can go out and get leathered.
Well, the RLNPS lads, they've already booked their stuff. They're not taking me with me anyway.
So they're not getting the invite.
Yeah, that's it. So if you do have another seat on the bus, no pressure, but do let me know.
I'll send Jane to have a word with Pauly and he'll can let you out and all that.
I'll come out with no seat on the bus as well.
I'm so looking forward to Magic Weekend. Should be an absolute cracker. Remember, we've got live rugby league this week as well. We've got the Leeds Rhinos against Hull Care, 6 p.m. And we also got Friday night Wakefield against Salford as well. Should be an absolute cracker. Looking forward to it all. Plenty more great stuff coming up as well. Going to be having Josh Warrington on tomorrow. Me, Josh Warrington, and Ryan from the Pigeon Detectives is joining us there as well. Are you a boxing fan yourself there, Ron?
I do watch a bit of boxing. The ones that happen over in Vegas and people stay up for, I don't know why, but I can't bring myself to do it. I didn't even stay up for the Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather. I didn't even stay up for it.
Oh, I didn't bother. I did. It wasn't.
I was more entertained by all build up and
Mickey I'd rather Mouse. Watch the press conference.
Yeah, the press conference and all the Mickey Mouse stuff that happened beforehand.
Yeah. Bring that into rugby league.
Yeah,
that's what you should do.
Yeah,
now.
Let's really put some people's nuts
imagine
on the line.
Two best guys with the best banter just absolutely ripping into each other before the match. That's what I want to see.
Needs to happen.
I think you're up, mate. You're up. Yeah. I'd send you forward straight away.
God help the other team.
Private detective out. Send him out. Get a bit of dirt. Nobody knows.
I've got ears on the ground.
Yeah, and just really make it personal.
Yeah. Oh, that Gucci suit with it all embroidered in as well.
The old little words that are shining bright.
It'll be Fucci though, because I don't have the same bankroll. I don't have the same bankroll as Conor McGregor.
No.
That's why you need Eddie Earning. That's the Eddie Earning sort
him
out for
get
you.
Get him in. We were talking about this earlier, weren't we? I mean, I don't see if you keep on doing the same thing, you're always going to get the same result, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ooh, clap vintage.
Oh, nice. Vintage. Soundbite right there.
Out of the woodwork.
Soundbite right there.
I like the concept. I mean, all you've got to do is look at what it's done for darts and boxing. And, I mean, you look at darts 5-6 years ago, they were stood there after they've thrown three darts at a treble 20, supping a pint of John Smith's.
Yeah.
And not many people watching it, and obviously the prize funds and everything like that were nowhere near what it is now.
What's wrong with John Smith?
Well, nothing's wrong with John Smith, but like it's
we got an exclusive here. You were a big fan of John Smith.
Oh yeah, I'm hopefully to become
you
a
have never you have never I'm, ever honestly, sucked a pint of John Smith.
I have had a Nuki Brown though.
You've had a Nuki Brown.
You say a one, like we weren't a big fan of it.
I've had a quarter of one.
These Aussies think they can drink, eh? Yeah. can't even do a full bottle of Nuki Brown.
That was not by choice, though. It was a bit on the dark side, wasn't it?
Thought you'd run out of beer and that's the only one left.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine what that were like.
Yeah, that's it.
No, it'd be good if you got involved, wouldn't it? I mean, look, yeah, as you mentioned, it's come a long way, darts, hasn't it? Simon Whitlock still floating about?
Is he? I think he's
is he?
The Aussie, yeah, with big long ponytail.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him recently, but I don't know, maybe.
He's probably banging out 300s, 100%.
300s?
Is that what you get?
What? Three darts, you can maximum you can get is 180.
Oh, yeah, sorry then.
What sport you think he's knocking out 300s in?
I watch a lot of sport, obviously, as you can tell. I've got Sky.
What throw to you for the darts?
I don't know what sort of darts he's been watching or how many darts to throw in one
go. No, because he plays 2.5 games. Does that sound equal 300
well,
still?
It depends. What 2.5 games is 300? I don't know. I think you've lost it.
Just forget about it, mate.
Yeah, even I'm confused by this one so far.
This happens sometimes with Jai, you see. He gets a bit lost in his
thoughts. I had a train of thought and it took a left turn and then another left turn. Now we're here. What do you got for me next?
I think we were on about the Eddie Earn stuff anyway.
He's voiced an interest in it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And I think you were saying off air that it was Barry Earn that was talking to the station.
Yeah.
Saying that they don't do jobs, but they do ownership.
That's it.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Sold. I would. I mean, a lot of people moan about that they're just in it to make money out of it. But look at everyone else that's benefiting from what they're doing.
Mm.
Regardless of how much money they're going to make out of it, everyone else is going to make more money out of it. So,
unless I've got a severance package, I'm out.
We've had Dan getting in touch saying, have you been watching Bullseye repeats after the old darts thing?
Have you any idea what Bullseye is?
No.
I did think he would have done.
I realised that as I said it, and I thought, I'm not sure what
you're
going
to there's
off.
No way. It's an old school TV show. I barely can't remember it. It's pretty much past all of our time.
Oh,
an old school game show where they play darts for prizes.
No, I can't say I've watched
bully
it.
Bully special prize, and they'd wheel out a speedboat for somebody who's lives in a council
like Wheel of Fortune
council house darts a speedboat for somebody who lives in a council estate in the middle of Birmingham who can never ever use it in the
Birmingham's a nice place, mate.
Yeah, I know,
it's that market.
Like, where's he going to use a speedboat in Birmingham?
There's that little river. You pull up right at the front.
Well, these days it might have been a bit more appropriate then, but anyway, that was a game show.
Looking forward to seeing you on a speedboat somewhere on a river in Castleford sometime soon.
There is one. River Air, is it River Air? River Air that floods every time it rains.
Bit swimming down it.
Let's not go down
that. That's true. As we're on about with the Eddie Earn stuff, obviously, like you say there, sell it. But I think one big thing for me is it's getting everyone on board, because we know what we like as rugby league, but we'll have different opinions and all the rest of it. But if we were to say, this is what we could do now for rugby league, this is where we could take it. Because, listen, all of us in this room, we know how good of a product it is.
Yeah.
You show anyone the Cass Saints game of last year, I defy anyone to say that is not a fantastic spectacle of sport right there. It's selling it to, you know, outside the M62, innit? And further along there now, you know?
People haven't sort of been brought up on it, really. But, I mean, he's come out and said it's a sport that's got incredible potential, but I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to know what his ideas would have been, but then I guess he'd be giving away a bit of his magic, as he calls it, really, wouldn't he? But I mean, take a gamble. I mean, what are you really going to lose?
Yeah, change is good for anything, really, isn't it? If it fails, you learn a lot from it, and if it works,
you're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's very, very true. And interesting to see what happens next with Eddie Earn and Barry Earn and rugby league. I'm sure we haven't heard the end of this.
It'd be nice to get a few free tickets to some boxing events as well.
There's only so many times you can retweet his tweet, isn't there, Oggy?
Retweet and favourite everything. I still haven't got anything back.
We'll try and get him on. We'll try and sort that out. Yeah, I won't mind a few ringside seats at the bottom. I'd take the darts, to be honest with you.
Well, get someone next to Josh Warrington fight. Where's he? He's fighting soon.
He's Ellen Road. Yeah, he's taking on Selby.
Yeah, when's that? I mean, that's pretty soon, isn't it?
19th of May.
That
should
be a
cracker, that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good fight. Yeah.
I'm real looking forward to that. Plus, he's a big Leeds man as well.
He is a big Leeds, and that's the disappointing thing. I was thinking about this, actually, the other day, that how many sort of celebrity, like, people actually support certain teams. So, and I know Leeds, like, you've got Josh Warrington at Leeds. You've got the, is it Lewis out of Harry Potter? What, I can't remember his first name.
Neville Longbottom.
But he's Matthew Lewis, is it?
Yeah.
Is that his name? He's a fan of Leeds Rhinos. Johnny Vegas is a big Saints fan.
Joey Barton is...
Is he Wigan?
Is he Wigan, isn't he?
Yeah. Wayne Rooney is, I think, a Leeds fan, weirdly enough.
Yeah, I don't like that. Not going to lie.
Stuart Pearce has been to a few games.
He turns up as well, doesn't
he? Yeah, but never anybody at Cass.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Snoop Dogg in a South Sydney jersey once. This is legit.
I thought you were going to say Castleford then.
That would have been good, eh? But no, yeah, when I was back home, I think it had something to do with the whole Russell Crowe thing. And there you go. South Sydney.
Like, I would love to know if there is any celebrities out there that is a fan, that is a Cass fan. Because I don't know any. There's fans of different sports, different teams, but I don't. Who's the biggest celebrity Cass fan? There's got to be one. We had a great year last year. There's got to have been somebody.
Tell them to get in touch.
Let's find a celebrity.
We want to get you in.
Yeah, let's get him in. Let's get him in for a training session or just.
No, don't go. Don't go that much. Just get him in for a lookabout. He's a celebrity, mate. Yeah, need to be on the pitch.
Few selfies, all the rest of it. Sorted.
Yeah, but like I was thinking this, like, because I haven't seen anybody of any celebrity status down there.
What are you trying to say?
What?
It's high calibre Cass fans.
They are, but no celebrities. Jack Walton? He won an X Factor. He's probably the biggest. I don't even know if he's a fan, though.
We've got some here.
Yes!
Niall's got in touch with us. Thanks for getting in touch, Niall. He said, ex-Leeds player Alan Smith supports Castleford.
Does he?
Apparently, yeah. Former Man United player.
You know, do you remember this? Yeah, striker, blonde hair up front for Leeds United years ago, like Mark Viduka days. And he signed at Man U. He's not a Cass fan.
I was thinking that. I don't know where this come about, but
that's the biggest lie I've heard.
Niles, that's it, mate.
Your credibility. We want some proof. Not heaps of proof, because we want one celebrity fan. So you only have to give us a little bit of proof.
But I'd be amazed if that were true.
That'd be a brilliant, to be fair. He's over at Notts County, still playing.
Is he?
Believe it or not, he's about 36.
Yeah, I'm going to say he'll be still playing now. Yeah, still got that bleached blonde hair.
Yeah, but if you had former Leeds Man United Alan Smith, you're getting down.
He's played for England as well. He's played for England, hasn't he? England football.
That's enough for me.
Sold.
Get him down.
If it's a lie, then we're struggling.
That's it.
He's got us up behind and sinker.
Tweet him back.
It's quite a few people getting in touch now. There's a couple of people that have said this as well at the same time. So
what, Alan Smith?
Not Alan Smith, no. Right. It's not quite as good as Alan Smith, I'm not going to lie.
What, so there's a couple that's tossed
I
up
want
this
a big
next one.
I want like a left field.
That is
like
big. Alan's, he doesn't
Barack
know
Obama
this.
Barack Obama or something like that.
I don't watch Coronation Street. Do you ever watch Coronation Street?
Not particularly.
No, unfortunately, yeah.
I know who's coming up here. I don't know his name, though.
Tyrone Dobbs.
Is he the ginger kid?
Oh, Dobbsy.
Yeah, I think he used to work at Mechanic. I haven't watched it since sort of like about 15 years.
No, I'll be honest with you.
If you can get a picture up of him, if it's the guy I'm thinking of, he's actually from Cass.
Is he from Castleford?
Oh, no.
That block there.
Oh!
Tyrone Dobbs.
Oh, no, he's married to...
Oh, you mean
Dobbsy? He's married to Lucy Hudson, which... Can you remember Ryan Hudson, who used to play at Cass? Hooker.
Oh, right, yeah.
He's married to his sister.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't know if he's a Cass fan, because Raz played at Huddersfield, he's played at a few clubs, he's married to Ryan. I've met him actually before.
Oh, fair play.
But I don't know if we're getting a lot closer, aren't we?
We need something, we need a little bit of proof.
That's it. I know everyone's getting in touch saying the exact same. But interesting to see what happens there. So far, we might have one person from Corrie that supports Cass. If anyone can raise that, let us know.
The only people that are growing rugby league is the people in this room right now. We're going to have 100 celebrities at the game next week.
Oh, good. How good are this? Can you imagine if we just come next week
and they're just from the rafters?
Cast play witness, and the old stand that's falling down is just full of celebrities.
Yeah, we're turning back Geordie Shore stars.
I just walk into his commercial office and just go, "You're welcome."
That's it, yeah.
You're welcome. Give me a bit of this pie.
That's it. If you could have anyone then, if you could have anyone going out or supporting Cats, any
celebrity fan.
Yeah, celebrity fan.
Well, I bet he even knows what I'm going to say before I even say it.
Liam Gallagher.
Oh, well, can you imagine? His biggest rock star knocking about these days after his mighty comeback of his new album, As You Were. But
yeah,
how good would that be? Mate, I mean, that guy down there, he'd just get absolutely fleeced.
Yeah.
Because there's not much hiding room in at the cast ground, but
you put him in the box.
You'd have to sneak him in. But I reckon somehow he'd
be good, wouldn't it?
Just who was yours? I'm going to have him, Liam Gallagher.
No, well, you took mine. I don't know. Anyone would be good seeing down there, wouldn't it?
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson. That's a fair shout.
I don't know.
I like that one. Yeah, that's fair. Play that. Chelsea's got in touch.
Go Castleford.
I wasn't expecting that. That's brilliant. More accents. Yeah, that's true. That was dreadful.
Yeah. I met this guy from Newcastle who sounded like Conor McGregor.
They all sound like that, by the way. That's exactly what
we're looking forward to.
Chelsea's got in touch saying that Alan Smith does support Cass. I have a picture taken with him at a game before.
Yes, Chelsea.
Really?
Chelsea.
You're man of the match.
Yeah, let us know.
Woman of the match, right?
That's it, yeah, woman of the match.
Is he on Twitter? Is Alan Smith on Twitter?
I don't know, because he still plays, doesn't he? So if not, we'll have to see if we can get him in.
I want confirmation of this. I want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
I really want to know. He's got about Neil Diamond would be a good shout, obviously.
Neil Diamond, yeah.
Obvious reasons there.
Where does that song come from?
Right, literally.
Does it have an association with those that just played it?
I think I can remember talking to one of staff about this, saying why is it Sweet Caroline? What? I think they tried to get a bit of an anthem for fans to sing after a game after we win, and they tried out. I think it was Tom Jones' Delilah, didn't quite catch on, and then the next game they put Neil Diamond on, and it erupted, and they stuck with it ever since.
Okay, we can't guarantee that's true, but there's no
relevance to it whatsoever. They just played a song that they thought everyone would sing to.
It's a good shout, but you know when you expect a really big backstory from it all? It's not really one for that.
Is this who Alan Smith is? That is Alan Smith when he was in his Leeds United days.
With the vanilla tips.
Yeah, with the vanilla tips.
Alan Smith, that's it.
Signed at Newcastle. It was liable for a red card. I'll give him that much.
He won't want it.
Yeah, a strike. Well, he loved a dirty tackle. 2 feet straight in, studs up.
Fans away, mate.
No, I'm saying I liked him.
Well, I was going to say already. He's gone full circle.
Just bagging him for red cards.
Then he signed at Man United. He went from Leeds to Man United, did the worst thing possible, and signed for his arch rivals. But you know, who can blame the man? They probably threw millions at him, I can't blame him.
I don't even know if Leeds United fans have forgiven him after all this time. But we'll wait and see on that one. That's for sure. Get in touch with your celebrity fan. I'd love to know anyway. I know Zayn Malik is a Bradford City fan. I don't know if he's a Bulls fan.
Right.
I don't know if we got him over at Oddsall. That has the same glamour.
No, not quite.
Because it was the model that was going out. I can't remember her name now. But she was pictured in a Bradford City top.
Who is his missus?
Zayn Malik.
Yeah.
Who's that?
It might have One Direction.
Isn't there like six of them?
Well, yeah, but there's only one called Zayn.
Well, I was hoping there was off chance there was a couple. I don't know. I have no idea.
Might have Gareth Gates down at Oddsall as well.
So there's a couple knocking about, because I think we were talking about this on a different time, saying where's the celebrity endorsements and advertising for when England got to World Cup final?
A couple come
knocking out at Woodwork, but
there weren't a lot there.
No, not a lot.
There weren't a lot though when with the Super League advert. You know
what, the new one with the Brownlee brothers.
The Brownlee brothers, yeah.
What do we think? Right, don't get me wrong, I the Brownlees are class.
Yeah,
proper
brilliant.
Yorkshire folk. unbelievable athletes at what they do, but I don't think that advert were great for rugby league.
It didn't sell rugby league though,
have
did
you
it?
It? You've seen it? You seen Mike with it, Mike McMeekin, Carl Watkins, George Williams, and.
Oh, yeah. I've just seen this, yeah.
The last one last year with Johnny Vegas were brilliant.
I didn't enjoy that.
I seen him.
He was at the game. I saw him from stand. Yeah. From when we were lining up, you know, with mascots before the game, I saw him, he had a flat cap on.
Yeah. No, he's just one of them guys. He's one of them guys where I looked at him and I was already laughing before he even did anything funny.
Oh, here we go as well. Former, but I don't know how many of these true. People could just be coming up with lies.
Yeah,
but, Tyrone Dobbs. The Corrie guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep forgetting his name.
His name's Tyrone on Coronation Street.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, so we'll call it that.
Or is that his name on Coronation? That's his character's name, isn't it? Is it Tyrone Dodds?
I think
his
that is, yeah.
That's not his actual name. His actual name's Alan Alsall, isn't it?
You know is more it? About this than me. I think it is.
You know a little bit too much about this.
Okay.
It's all flooding back to me. It's
yeah,
all flooding back
right
to
on,
me.
Mate.
Kira's got in touch with a photo of him.
Yeah,
there's
actually a story,
that is
right?
Proof.
Danny Orr and Ryan Hudson, when they retired, come up with they've got a business now called Elite Rugby Academy. So it's elite training by professionals for young kids coming
plug.
Through.
That's
right.
A plug.
That's plugged. You're welcome,
nice
Danny.
Nice worked in. I
helped him out for about a year and a half, 2 years. And at the end of the year in the summer, at the end, of the coaching thing before they have like a 6 week off for the school holidays, they do like a bit of a fun day and they used to have like bouncy castles down and games and
yeah.
A little fair, like a fair thing going on, and he turned up, did Raz's Ryan Hudson's sister and fella Tyrone and Ryan Hudson had a little bit to drink, and Tyrone and his Raz's sister decided that right, we're getting off now, they weren't drinking obviously, and the set off in his Range Rover Sport, and Raz has just dived straight onto bonnet at car and they're driving around this field trying to throw him off the car. They ended up having to just actually stop and say, look, Raz, get off, we need to go. They're driving around this school field with Raz on bonnet at car.
Brilliant. Absolutely superb.
There you go again. Nice, you just chucking people under the
plug
bus
and then embarrass somebody.
Well, that's it, you've got both sides
yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
So that's it, you're sorted with that.
Yeah.
Elsewhere, funny. Another big one for you, Liam, I don't know how this true this one is, but Jim Bowen, apparently a Cass fan. Would make sense, Yorkshire, Jim Bowen, from back in the day, remember the Bullseye host?
Oh, so the actual Bullseye host?
Bullseye host,
he's
yeah.
A what? Cass fan?
Yeah.
I'm not having it.
I don't know if it's
what
true
proof
either.
Have they posted some proof?
We need proof of these. We need to establish a rule.
That picture right there is bang on proof. Who's posted that?
Kieran's posted it.
Kieran.
Well done.
Yeah, well in Kieran.
That's all I can give you from here, mate. Well done.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Danny's got in touch about Sweet Caroline as well. Said don't score the winning try against Wigan, last touch of the ball, and then they
yeah,
played Sweet Caroline and
yeah,
it stopped.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's what it was actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can remember trying to chase Dawn behind dead ball line to jump on him, but it was too quick for me.
Mate, how good is it? I love it when we've won a game there. No matter how old you are, you'll still be a little kid going like that. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, it's genius.
I'm going to say, because there's a lot made, obviously, with Cass and the new stadium and all the rest of it, but there is something about. You know, having
yeah,
it down
there's
in the jungle,
there's not many grounds knocking about like Weldon Road anymore.
Yeah.
Is I mean, the atmosphere that ground can create and how hostile it can be
yeah.
at certain times, because the fans are literally yards away from wingers like Jai, and when you know stood behind sticks, you can hear every word that's said to you.
Let me tell
and
you,
there's
you
some
can.
Brutal words that get said sometimes. Some deserve, some not so deserve. But and I think that's the sort of charm about the new state, about the stadium as it is now. I mean, I love it. I love playing there. It's ace.
I can imagine.
I prefer it to the whole where you share a ground with another football team and stuff like that, and like it's just all commercialised and just.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's good for the sport, in it, but as us as players. Going out and I mean it's nice to play in big massive stadiums,
it's good for us
and
Cass
yeah.
fans
yeah
that's it
yeah
which
all
is,
right.
which
we'll
is all we
one.
Really all we really need to care about
yeah
it?
We're not bothered about nobody else
yeah.
Well, as long as that I mean because that when that atmosphere's there it's got to make all the difference, hasn't it? You know what I mean? I keep bringing it back to that playoff semi-final, but it was just unbelievable. You look at an atmosphere like
yeah.
that's where you sell the sport, in it, on something like that where it's just absolutely rocking.
I mean, if that can't sell the sport, then I don't know what can.
Yeah.
It had that up, down, up, like, just because I was in the stand, so that's what
I
was doing.
That was sat next to you.
Wasn't it? Like, we had a head in our hands just going, no, while I was screaming. And,
I've never stood up and sat down so many times in my seat and had my head in my hands and cheered so much, and unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. Couldn't beat it.
Yeah. Oh, great. It was absolutely. But keep getting in touch with your thoughts as well. It's about just about everything, not just the world of rugby league, everything else that's happening in the world of sport. Maybe anything you've ever wanted to ask the lads. Now's the time to do it.
Yeah, now's the time. It does not have to be anything sport related whatsoever. Get in touch and we will answer if we want.
That's it.
Depending on the question, if it's something that is out there, I'll tell you what. Yeah,
I'll answer anything.
Go on then, let's knock something out for us that you think we won't answer, and we'll might give you a little bit of a shock.
Yeah, that's it. So do get in touch with your thoughts. facebook.com/propersportradio, and you can also get in touch with us on Twitter @propersport as well. We've got plenty more great stuff coming up throughout the week as well, so make sure you have a look at propersport.uk as well. Let's hear then from Kevin Sinfield.
Yeah,
was chatting on the Big Sports Breakfast earlier today, all about St Helens against Cass.
It's many people's favourites this year, and I thought they was very, very good on Friday night. Look, Cass have got too many good players, and Darryl Powell has done an outstanding job at Castleford, and they'll bounce back. Yes, it was probably a shock result in terms of the scoreline. I think, looking at the game, personally, I thought Saints would start the season really well and would actually get the result against Castleford at weekend, but I don't think the scoreline would be as big as it was. But I've no doubt Castleford will bounce back. Like I said, there are too many good players, and Darryl is too good a coach for that to be the case for any longer, I'd have thought.
To get the full show on demand, visit propersport.uk.
Kevin Sinfield there, having a good chat about what's happening in the world of rugby league. Now, Christine's got in touch about something, about a question for you.
Oh, okay. Then, who's it for? Me or Jay?
I think it's for both of you. I think it's for both of you. The one thing we can't do on this show, the one thing the lads won't be doing on this show, is giving away game plans ahead of the weekend. I mean, that's not going to happen, is it? You're not going to come on and say...
We said we'd answer absolutely anything.
Listen,
well,
for the right price, I'll give you anything you want.
That is an answer. I believe that is an answer. That is that question answered. But no, we're not telling anything about his game plan.
That's it. A lot coming in about the game, but obviously we're not going to give away anything.
No,
you're not going to be able to give it away anything.
Our game plan this week is to play better than we did last week.
That's exactly
there
it.
You go.
That's exactly it. And and loads of you getting in touch about your celebrities as well. I don't know how many of these are true, but we'll keep on going. It doesn't have to just be Cass. I want to find out who's elsewhere.
Yeah, let's see who's the biggest celeb and who's got the biggest celebrity fan.
That's it. I want to see if David Beckham's ever going to have a Hunslet or anything like that. I want to know.
I want to see he's heading down to Southleaf Stadium to watch Hawks. Let's see in a little trip to Winston's after.
Wow.
Yeah, oh well.
Anyway, loads of you getting in touch, and please do keep them coming. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. At Propersport, facebook.com/propersportradio as well, and get in touch with your thoughts on that. And we'll be talking about Leeds United later on as well, with Paul Heckingbottom being appointed.
If you're a little sorry, it's never simple down at Elland Road, is it? There's always something going on, something that the fans can moan about and shout about. So it's always a fun little time.
Yeah, it certainly is. It certainly is. So do get in touch with your favourites on there as well. Everyone's just getting in touch, seeing whether or not you're playing this weekend, who's playing where. We can't do it. We can't give away the game plan.
Is it just all who's playing?
Pretty much. We've had a lot of that so far.
Who can really blame them after the performance we put in at the week? Well, you didn't put in the performance because you...
Speak for yourself, mate.
Yeah. Who can really blame them asking who's playing or not? But you'll find out soon enough. The team will be released off Cass. Just enjoy it.
That's it. So do get in touch with your thoughts on that one. I'd absolutely love to hear from you. And I'm trying to think of any more ridiculous ones that could be anywhere in terms of celebrities as well, which would be cracking up.
Yeah, it'd be nice to know. Let's see if Alan Smith really is knocking on Casa's doors for free tickets.
Mary's got in touch saying, love the programme. That's always great to hear.
That's
thanks for getting in touch,
Mary. That's all we want.
Absolutely love to, thanks, to hear that. And Christine's got in touch and saying, thanks, guys, for answering the question about who's playing where in the season. We'll play better than last weekend. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's all you can ask for, really.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Someone's photoshopped something for you here.
All right.
Liam Gallagher is a Cast fan. That's absolutely brilliant.
That's a new man of the match. Who's
Yorkshire
that?
Pros.
Look at that.
Yorkshire Pros. Go on,
Yorkshire Pros getting in touch. That's a great photoshop there. I'm loving that.
Yeah, no, he's not done a bad job on that.
Don't look too well, my mate Liam, I tell you that much.
He doesn't look well, but he's doing all right.
He looks better in the Cast beanie.
Yeah. It suits him.
He's looking, yeah.
If we can get anything from that one, let us know.
He's knocked that up pretty quick, hasn't he?
He has done. He's quick
on a computer.
Yeah. He's good. He must have some good apps on that phone.
Yeah, that's it. So do get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. If you do have any more photoshops on those ones. I don't know if you saw any of the... you saw Leeds United crest, didn't you?
Oh...
Listen, I don't watch much football. Well, I've been to some Leeds United games, but that looks like, what is it, the thing on the Gaviscon bottle?
Gaviscon actually come out with, I don't know if you saw this, Gaviscon come out with an advert taking the mickey out of that badge, so they just photoshopped it and put Gaviscon. And what was the quote that Leeds put on it, on the actual badge that they come up with? It was for the fans or something like that.
And it
said something like, for your indigestion.
Mate, what did it say? They shot themselves in the foot by saying it was took 100,000.
They said they spoke to, what, 10,000... They surveyed 10,000 people on what the thought was...
That's it, yeah.
...going to be an acceptable badge...
And it was just...
...to rebrand, and it was the worst thing.
I said I could do a better job with bloody Windows 98 on a fatback computer in Paint. So, I could have done.
Yeah, that's it. But if you could come up with something for next week's show for that, I think that'd be fantastic. That'd be great.
Well, listen, I mean, after
before
that,
next week's show, I'll beat that badge.
It won't take much effort, to be fair.
But we've learned you're a graphic designer now as well. We're learning also.
I'm a jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades. It's something he's kept quiet for a while and he's never said no about.
I'll fix your boiler and cook your breakfast.
We're going to go to the news in just a second, but keep your thoughts coming at ProperSport, facebook.com/ProperSportRadio. I'd absolutely love to hear your thoughts on everything that's happening in the world of rugby league. We've got loads of your comments to go through as well. Loads of them are coming into us now here at ProperSport Tower, so do let us know.
You're listening to the Ollie Holmes Show on Proper Sport.
Yeah, welcome back to the Ollie Holmes Show. Me, Danny Pice, and Jai Hitchcock with you all the way through until 8 o'clock today. And have you got used to it now, your name up in lights?
Yeah,
an hour of it. You're getting used to it now.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's nice seeing it out there for once in a while rather than Oliver Holmes is injured again.
Well, we've got loads of people getting in touch with us, so some great questions. So yep. I want to head straight to them.
Yeah, let's dive straight into them.
We'll start off with Lee, and this is possibly the less personality question of it all. How have the new lads been settling in so far?
They're fantastic. I mean, Joe Ward will come in towards the back end of last season, so he were already sort of settled in with us a little bit before pre-season started. But I mean, Jamie Ellis has come back in. He's obviously been part of Castleford before, so he knows ins and outs what's going on. And they're fitting pretty well.
Fantastic. Yeah.
No, they're all good, aren't they? All good lads.
It's very rare that you come across somebody in rugby league player-wise that's not very pleasant. It's very rare that it ever happens. They're all down to earth, sort of. Yeah. And working class fellas, really, and it's, you know, you all sort of got the same humour because we're all from the same sort of place, really, up north. It all works out pretty well.
I always say that with rugby league, you get a bunch of free mates. With whatever team you're at, you just get a bunch of free mates.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
Yeah, it's a great way of putting it as well, because every time I've sort of been down to pre-season or something like that, I wasn't there this year, but in previous seasons, you go down to like the A1 Academy and you know, you do the big pre-season, everyone's getting interviewed and all the rest of it. There always seems to be like a great dressing room around, has been for like years at Cass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Might not just be Cass, but like just there as an example, it's always seemed like there's been, you know, there's always something there. Great morale. Around,
yeah, well, I think that's all anybody ever really wants when you go to work, innit? And I say work. A lot of people say you don't work. I'd like to see you come down and do a pre-season.
You don't work.
But, no, there's, you want to come to training, you want to enjoy yourself, and being relaxed and being fun and being around a group of lads that's willing to really rip into each other is quite enjoyable. Maybe not sometimes when you're being the victim, but, you know, you've got to give what you can take.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a cliche saying that, oh, yeah, we all get along real well, but generally we all do get along real well, don't we?
Yeah,
but
you do, and God knows how, because there's very few compliments getting thrown about.
Well, no, basically you just get your legs blown off by everyone every day, and you go home, maybe shed a few tears, Oggy, and I handle it pretty well, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that is sort of the gist of it, but that all sort of brings you in closer, then you get to go on your little team bonding stuff where we go out and enjoy a beer together, and it brings you closer as group lads, because a lot of people then sort of relax once you've had a beer and stuff like that, and you get to see different sides to different people, and it can bring certain people closer into the group. As daft as it sounds, and it sounds stupid, like it takes somebody a beer to open up and stuff like that, but it really does sort of galvanise a lot of people and teams, and it can, and there's times where when it's going tough and you can't sort of seem to get out of a rut, that a good old tear up in a bar can sort of turn things around.
A good old swill.
Yeah.
I've never agreed with you before, but I'm going to agree with you on this.
You're welcome, mate. Let's share a
pleasure. I'm out the first time that's happened.
Yeah, that's the first time I've touched his hand as well.
Loads of getting in touch on Facebook. Let's go to some other comments that are coming in as well, some great ones. Helen's got in touch, and she said, what's your favourite sort of, if you were going to take a meal to a desert island?
Right.
What would you take? What's your
meal to a desert island? Am I on my own?
Are we thinking about everything? Because I'd take coconut. It's a full food source, water, food, and then if you leave it too long, it can turn to milk.
So from this question,
I'm thinking about living. I'm thinking about surviving.
You could take a full meal to a desert island, and you've chose a coconut.
Yeah, well, when you're sitting there with your little balti and you toast, you're toasting about 45 minutes. I'm sitting there surviving.
Well, yeah, but you're taking one meal. You're taking one meal.
Oh, you get to leave.
It's a vague question, isn't it? But
it is
a
vague question. Yeah,
I'm guessing. I'm going to put it down as in I'm going to have a sit down meal on a desert island. I'm going to go with a doner kebab pizza. No, I'm joking.
Can't go wrong with a doner kebab pizza.
No, coincidentally, that's the same meal as you're having tonight.
Don't tell people that. I've told you. Stop telling people.
No, I want something like them big, dirty American takeaway, like,
burger.
Yeah, like chicken chips, cheesy something from Joey whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
just some
you hear Americans say, oh, have you got one of them Sloppy Joe burger dogs from down at Terry's Pizza Pies? That's what I want. And I want it covered in the works.
But if we're talking
about survival, I want coconut.
It's a proper, like, totally opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah,
a coconut,
well, I mean,
or
there's two ways to think about it. He's thinking about the long run. I'm thinking about, this is my last meal.
I'm thinking about coronary heart disease.
Yeah, you are with them burgers.
It was a double-edged question as well, Helen, because she's also said, what's the food been like since you've come to the UK?
Oh, well, here, let's just get...
Oh, don't.
No.
Oh.
Why did you ask?
Are we going to be here a while?
No.
We're going to be here a while.
Hey, let's put it all out there on the table. Your fish and chips here is absolutely putrid.
What?
You're in Yorkshire Heartland here, and you're saying that fish and chips over here.
Okay, so I'll tell you what happened, right? This is what I was with some close friends, and they said, I'm going to take you to the best fish and chip shop around here. I said, all right. They took me to, this could be a plug as well.
No, but you're going to plug it and then say it's terrible. Don't say it. You went to a local fish and chip shop.
It's like 30, 40 minutes away. I don't mean it was all right, but anyway, this is what happened. So I got there, I walked in, and I said, oh, can I get, you got calamari? And they... I got laughed out of the shop, basically. I still had to get the fish and chips, though, because I was obviously hungry and not going to a desert island anytime soon.
Calamari!
Yeah, so listen to this, right? So they said, you know that little condescending... I was like, oh, okay, so you don't have that? And they go, we've got fish and chips. So they've got, you've got what, haddock and
well, you some haddock cod. Yeah.
That's it, haddock cod.
You
and
might
it looks,
have a,
it's been
a
fried
sausage in there.
It's been triple
scallops.
Fried.
Yeah. Pie maybe. Yeah.
It was fried that much that the first bite I took was just oil and pastry, or oil and batter. Yeah. So it took me a few bites just to get a bit of fish.
You don't like that?
The fish had been absolutely cooked.
That's the Yorkshire way. No. That's the Yorkshire way.
Well, and what's this? Mushy peas and... Oh, that was British.
That sounds really British.
I've been in too long. Mushy peas and what?
What, curry
it's
sauce? Like a
curry sauce.
Oh,
curry sauce.
God, what yeah. person's come up with that combination?
Gravy. Gravy's where it's at.
I'm a curry sauce man of mine.
Okay, if you go into... If you go and get... fish and chips, you should be able to, in Australia, you go get fish and chips, you order from the sea, okay? Whatever you want, squid.
Where are you coming from?
Yeah, mate, I don't know. I don't know where you're going to get these. I don't know what type of fish would want to live here. Listen, honestly, like, you should be able to pick from the sea. I want everything.
Hang on, so you've got, like, Barbara, fish and chips up somewhere.
Yeah.
You want it freshly cooked. Straight in.
Yeah, I want a choice of battered or cooked on the grill or whatever. I want to look at all seafood sticks. I want scallops. I want calamari. I want squid. I want at least more than one variety of fish.
I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, mate, but this is never going to happen in this country.
Never. Never.
Listen.
So I think that's answered the question.
That's answered the question,
on the,
yeah.
On the plus side, Tim and Ellie's fish and chips is next to me in Castleford. Quality.
Yeah. Fair play.
But give me some more variety. Otherwise, it's once a month. Could be twice a month.
Oh, yeah,
mix it up.
Doubling business here if I'm...
I'm just saying.
Man. Yeah, I think they'll do it. I think they'll definitely get a different choice of fishing just for you.
I've also had... Ben get in touch. He said, coconuts grow on a desert island, Jai.
What's that?
He said, coconuts grow on a desert island, don't they?
Yeah, so you're not exactly taking... You're taking something to a desert island that's already there.
Yeah, you'd be gutted if you went with your coconut singing, I'm sorted,
Ray
and then you got loads.
Yeah.
Well, where
proud.
Are you? Caribbean.
He's walking around right proud of this coconut that's walking in. There's loads of coconuts.
Well, you don't know that. Where are we in the Caribbean?
Well, is it Pacific? Is it Caribbean?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not growing, like, all places. I went to Dominican Republic a couple of years ago. There were coconuts left, right and centre.
Fair play. Fair play.
Well done, Oggy.
We've had another question getting in as well. Alex said, what's your favourite Beverly Hills Cop film? What is your favourite film? Just to generalise it out a little bit.
So he's
wants
gone
favorite...
to ask what's the favourite Beverly Hills Cop film.
He wants a
film.
Really specific film choice. You know what I mean? He didn't ask what's your favourite film. What's your favourite Beverly Hills... He must be a massive Beverly Hills Cop fan.
He must just love Eddie Murphy by the looks
That's
of it.
That's it.
Which is the one where he goes to L.A.?
I've never watched it.
Is that number two?
Well, you've got me.
Well, you've never seen Beverly Hills Cop?
I've never seen it.
Is that Murphy?
With my spare time, I like to really eat up a bit of information. Not Beverly Hills Cop.
The one where he's in LA anyway.
Fair enough then.
Can't
fair enough.
Which one
I don't know what that one is. Either.
But favourite movie?
That. Yeah.
But favourite movie? I always struggle on this one.
Any movie?
Any movie. Favourite movie?
Inception.
Anything with De Niro.
Yeah.
Not De Niro.
DiCaprio.
Well, yeah, DiCaprio, yeah.
But De Niro's not bad.
Yeah, De Niro's not bad. I'm not saying he's terrible.
Yeah, Inception, just because it's just sick, isn't it?
Well, it's questioning. If you look at it in a serious manner, is it questioning it? Is this real?
Yeah.
Are we actually sat here?
And you're still
are we
left,
dreaming?
You're left a bit stumped at the end, are you?
Are we dreaming that this is just smoking. In his head? Is it real?
It could be. After the fish and chip comment, I hope it is. To be honest with you.
Newsflash, it's not.
anything DiCaprio, I think. Wolf of Wall Street, class.
Yeah. Mm.
And anything with Tom Hanks, really. Green Mile, unbelievable.
Yeah.
Green Mile.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Tom
Little
Hanks.
Little Percy Wetmore do a dance, listen to him squishing in his pants. That's a little Green Mile quote for you off the top of my head.
Got another serious one in for you here as
right.
well. Another back to the serious ones as well. I'm loving the way we're going from like fish and chips over to
Green Mile.
The big points of
over
what's
to
happening
Green Mile,
in LA.
Yeah. Big jump there.
Stephen said, and Marky said as well, about bringing back A teams.
Bringing back some reserve grade.
Yeah.
I agree with him on this.
Yeah.
It needs to be done, I think.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because something needs to happen, doesn't it? I think me and Oggy were talking about this in the car. When you're losing young talent, and I'm not talking about guys that just had to do something else because they obviously thought they weren't going to be good enough, whatever. I'm talking genuine young talent. You're losing them to a first year apprenticeship because they just, it's not livable.
Yeah.
To go into that system so early, or if they're living away from home or whatever. It's just, that's a sad day for rugby league, that when you're losing young talent that has the ability to be whatever they wanted in the game, you're losing them to a minimum wage apprenticeship because they're going to be getting some more cash. That's something needs to be done about that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think
if people can give themselves these massive bonuses for leaving RFL, sucking yourself. Yeah. 500 grand could do a lot for junior rugby league.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
That could support three
agree.
Teams right there.
I mean, the system's changed even since I come through. When I come through in 18s and there was a reserve grade there, I was. How the 18s worked back then is we trained on a night, so I actually added an apprenticeship. I had a job, worked 8 till 5, and then went and trained and got paid by CAS. So I was earning two wages that made it livable for me. Now, they can't do that with the way it's run. The 18s is run now in a way that they put them into college, which is fair enough, but the college ain't going to pay them.
No.
And they're on X amount of money that's minimum. And then they train maybe through the day or on a night, and it's mix and match for them when they're training and what time they're training. They can't go out and get another job.
Yeah. And that's just because no one wants to pay someone that's going to do a half day.
No, exactly. Impossible for these young kids at the minute to go out and get another job whilst they're trying to better themselves at rugby league. And live off it. It's impossible for them to do. So, and like Jai's saying there, with how disheartening that is to young lads, and I know people should be, like he'll say, that he should be doing it for the love of the sport and wanting to make himself a professional. But at the end of the day, you need to be able to live.
Yeah.
And not everybody's going to be able to maybe have the support from parents.
And they're not supporting themselves. Let's face it, their parents are supporting them. And
they've got to be able to drive to get to training and stuff like that. So that means they've got to have a car, they've got to have insurance, they've got to be able to pay for petrol. And it's just not livable. And people are probably going to turn away from the opportunity to do so because they can earn more money doing anything else. So I think it's a massive issue. And bringing in the reserves in as well, it'll give people more of a chance to break into a proper team, and it gives players a chance because how it was the reserves when I come through, you could have 5 overage players playing that team, in that reserve team, for people who wasn't getting game time in the first team that needed it, so they didn't have to go on loan at Joel Reg, and they were still playing within the CAS system. And people coming back from major injuries that maybe needed just 20 minutes of contact in reserves rather than chucking him straight into a Super League game. So I think it's massively important, and the youth system at the minute is, I don't think it's working.
I think that's because you bring up a really good point, because it seems to me that a lot of people are almost coming through at a younger level, and they can be good quite, but there's just nowhere for them to go to make that bridge between being youngsters and Super League, which is just an absolutely massive gap.
It is. I mean, we... people like me and Adam Milner and Jordan Thompson who come through at that, Nathan Massey, who come through at that time, we only come through playing at 17, 18 years of age because we had to, because the squad wasn't that big. We had to play. If somebody got injured or got like dropped or whatever, the only other choice was us young lads. Whereas now, there's strength in depth that they don't have to turn on them young lads, but then they aren't getting the experience that they need. Like in them reserves, they might be playing against some proper men. And it works better that way. And like you say, there's that bridge of a gap from a 19s to first team. If you are not quite good enough at 19, then you're going to have to try and go out on dual reg, but then it doesn't always work.
Yeah. What if, like, you can't expect a forward to reach peak potential at 19, can you?
I mean, backs
are a little bit different, but some forwards don't get good till 25, you know?
So
for them 5 years, is he meant to do it tough? Now we're not even talking about kids anymore. We're talking about someone that's had to just do it tough for, 6-7 years. Then no one's going to do that. No one's going to do that. Because by then you could be owning your own plumbing business or own your own bricklaying business. You know what I mean? You can finish
100%.
Your apprenticeship. You can do all your courses. You're already qualified.
Then you're earning 20, 30 grand
a year. You're risking 5 years of nothing to hopefully...
On 10 grand a year.
yeah, to hopefully get something by the end of it. But if you don't,
you've wasted a lot of time there, and then you're going to have to then go back, try and get into education again.
Yeah, then try living on a first year apprentice's wage or 25 in your own house. No chance. No. Absolutely no chance.
I totally agree with you there, to be fair, and it does look like it's coming back to that, what does the game want? You know what I mean? This is where it seems to really come up, because obviously reserve grade, it will cost money, and then it all rolls back around to what rugby league is trying to be and trying to get more money into the sport, I suppose, isn't it? You know, but it does seem like it's something that's going to have to become necessary for a lot of rugby league clubs.
Yeah, I definitely do. But whether it's going to happen, I know there's a few teams that have a reserve grade now. And you probably have to speak to their development officers at them clubs to see if it's benefiting them, or they prefer just to have a 19s. You'd only be able to sort of get that information from them clubs that have got reserves at the minute.
That's it, yeah. That's it. So it's going to be interesting on that one. But great question, by the way, there, Stephen Marks.
Was that a question?
That was a question. That was a question. Someone sent that in.
Talking point. You nailed that.
I'll take credit for that one, Max, if you don't mind. I'll take credit for that. But yeah, it's going to be interesting what happens next with that one. And to swing straight back round from talking about the serious points of rugby league to fish and chips and coconuts, Mark's got in touch. He said that he doesn't like fish and chips. And this is the man who would take a coconut to a desert island. I think he's in touch there, Mark, as well. And elsewhere, coconuts... Ah, you've got that one as well. Mark's got in touch about the structures of Super League as well. Sort of gone through that one, what we'd like to see on that one too. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next with a lot of these ones. Elsewhere, that's it. Stephen's got in touch saying you're not going to get a lot of fresh fish in Central Yorkshire.
Yeah, we're struggling, aren't we?
We are struggling. We struggle for fresh fish around this time.
You don't have to tell me that.
He's figured that one out all on his own, believe it or not.
But yeah, interesting to see what happens there as well. A few more questions coming in that are quite like as well. That was it. What would you lads do if you weren't professional rugby league players?
As I said earlier in that little bit about reserves, I left school, become an apprentice joiner when I was 16. So I had an apprenticeship doing a joinery course, but I ended up quitting that before I even went full time with my rugby.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what I would have done, what I would have been doing. I mean, I don't even know why I went into joinery, because I failed one subject at school and it was woodwork. And then I left school and become a joiner. as backwards as that is, and I wonder why it didn't work. I honestly have no idea. I mean, right now I'm about as qualified as my left toe to do really anything apart from rugby. I mean, I'm a level 3 PT, but I can't even remember doing them courses that long ago. So I haven't been in the best shape recently to be able to tell somebody to get in shape. So I honestly have no idea. Yeah. Robin, this thing kicks off.
No, I'm not sure. I had a year off footy when I was living back in Sydney for what year would that have been? 2011 maybe. And I started doing some contracting work for a external house cleaning company. So like your pressure cleaning, your house washing, window cleaning, gutter cleaning, roof cleaning, all that sort of stuff. Then I moved into a bit of concrete testing work. Testing the strengths of concrete for various builders and stuff like that. So I'd probably go back into that if my job's still there. But hopefully I did that well.
It did sound, to be fair, like you were advertising the business for a second then.
I'm just letting you know what I did. But,
that's fair enough. I'm liking it.
So if there's anybody out there knocking out any jobs like that, try and be willing to listen.
If you need some concrete testing, sorted.
You let me know.
Some joinery as well. We're absolutely sorted.
Yeah, sorted. I'll mess up a door frame for you.
I can't do anything like that. I'm useless. If it weren't for this, I'd just be done. I'd just be finished. There's not a lot I can do.
Just be sat at home.
That's it. Yeah, sat at home. Just
yeah, we won't go any further into that one.
It's all I've just been saying on the world of Facebook tonight. Then, Matt's got in touch. He said, "What's your favourite position? Best position? Do you think, Joe?"
I'm not too sure, because believe it or not, I did play a bit of six when I was growing up. That's how I first sort of started my career. Went to the Gold Coast Titans for 3 years as a six. Then I moved to fullback. Since then, I've just sort of bounced between fullback and wing. I played a little bit of centre for 2000. 2013 season, maybe. Yeah, I like the wing. I like fullback. I like... probably had to pick one, I'd probably choose wing. But, yeah, I don't know. Wherever I'm sort of needed is where I play.
Left play.
If I have a choice.
Please, can I play on the wing?
I'm please going to play this week.
Putting his hand up like this. Please, please, pick me. Pick me.
It's not that bad.
No, I'd make you sound out to be a terrible player there. You're not, mate.
Believe it or not, Oggy's a good bloke away from radio.
You heard about that with the Gold Coast Titans, though. I mean, that was... what was it like when you were sort of starting off, when down under all that stuff?
Well, yeah, as we sort of touched on the whole junior system, I moved up there at about 18. It's about 50 minutes from where I live, so that was lucky for me that I had a team that was close that wanted me. but, yeah, no, it's just still pretty tough. I think we started our sessions at 5:30 in the morning. We do a weight session. I go to work all day. Do like my 8-9 hours, and then we'd do a 6:30 field session. So you sort of, your day started at about 4:45 in the morning, and I get home about 7-8:30 at night.
7-8:30 at night.
Well, eight,
them training sessions were a bit varied, weren't they?
No, about 8:30 at night.
Yeah. Started at 6:30, and sometimes I get home for 7-8:30.
Yeah, depending on traffic. No, but hey, it was rough, and that was for really seriously not much money at all. I mean, like fish and chips money.
But good fish and chips.
Good fish and chips.
Seafood sticks with scallops. You know, a little bit extra.
We're going to have to find out what these Australian fish and chips are like. Yeah, just to see if actually we are wrong.
There could be a gap in the market here for something.
That's true.
If anybody wants to invest in Jai's idea, I'll gladly jump on board.
Well, it's not an idea. It's to you guys, it's a big idea, but the rest of the world, we've been having these fish and chips all the time.
Well, obviously England must be missing something here then. There's a bit like, we just need investment money. Because we haven't got the money to do it. Well, I don't know about me.
If you're listening and you've got a little bit of investment money, give me a call.
Give him a call.
He's both rich.
Read his number out. Do it.
You got another great one that's come in as well. This has got in touch. Who is the new style icon now Andy Lynch has retired?
Oh, do you know what? Has this come from when I did an interview the other week, and I got asked who's the worst dressed? And I said Lynchy, and he come up and collared me and went, I'm not talking to you. I had no idea what you're on about, and I'm stood there going, What have I done? What do you mean? He says, worst dressed in club.
He's not.
He just come up.
He rocks some bootleg jeans.
Yeah,
that's
some
about it.
Boot cuts and some very questionable socks. But he's not the worst dressed. But the new fashion icon. So best dressed, Gailey thinks is well. Oh, he spends a fair bit of cash on his clothes, like
Balenciaga's this, Yeezy's that.
Nah. I think there's a diverse dress sense. Worst dressed by a mile, Jesse Sennett Lefeo.
Yeah.
How bad would his get up at Costa on Thursday?
Yeah, I've got to agree with that.
Right. So we're talking about a rugby player who prides himself on being tough, who thinks he's tough.
Yeah.
What are these neck scarves that footballers wear?
Oh, snoods.
It was like a turtleneck sweater cross super knit. It was...
And that's what he had on. Yeah. Walking about Cass, round Junction 32, into Freeport, with that and a little man bag.
It was bad. Right? It was bad. He's already got that much oil in his hair, America wants to vade his head.
Yep. He's terrible. And if I've still got a picture on that somewhere, it's going out live.
When do you find that one? I hope I have
got it. I don't think I have, but it was bad. It was up there with worse. If he wears it again, I'll be very surprised anyway.
Well, at least we're not seeing that. At least Lynch will be happy now anyways.
No, he's not that bad, Lynch. He's just old, isn't he?
He's podium.
I don't know if that's worse.
He's just old, isn't he? He's been in for an operation the other day on his wrist, I think it was.
He could be listening.
Yeah, he probably is. I hope he is listening.
Of course he's anyway, listening. He's old.
I don't think he has TV. He just has wireless. So he come in anyway with a pot on his hand and says, "Whoa, what you had done? Have your carpal tunnel sorted out?" He wasn't very happy.
That might be the best backhanded compliment ever. He's not that bad, but dress sense.
He's just old.
He's just old.
Just old.
I had nothing to do with that, did I?
Yeah.
I think you might be both in that one together. Yeah, both in that one together.
He's going to collar us both for that one, I reckon.
He's looking after us.
Who's got the? Because you're on about sort of having a great crack down there as well. Who's got the best sort of banter in the dressing room?
You're looking at them both.
learning a bit of both of this.
That's why I'm here.
Yes.
My one-liners.
No, there's
a special.
Jai does. He's quite funny, actually. He's got away with words.
Everyone just bounces. Like, we compliment each other well.
Yeah, there's different humours knocking about, and you treat people different, not in a bad
Greg
way.
Greg Eden is like. You have to know him to know this sense of humour. It's like he'll just come up to you and have a chat to you for like a good 5 minutes, and then he'll turn to you and say, literally nothing I said to you just then was like anything close to real or the truth. But he'll talk to you like, yeah, you know what I mean?
I have to look at him when I'm having a conversation with him, and he can keep a straight face when he's doing it. So he's talking to you, and he could be talking about something that could be entirely true, and you're looking at him going, I don't know if he's lying.
Yeah.
I do not know if this guy is lying.
And then he won't tell you sometimes for like a week, and he'll just go, oh, no, I've
yeah, you'll bring it back up in conversation, or go, oh, we're only kidding.
Like, what, just sort of like out of nowhere?
Yeah,
like,
just like...
He'll pull you up. He'll come up to you
and do it.
Needs to be...
Strange cat, funny, but like you say, you have to know him to understand. I constantly have to go to him. Are you being serious? And I still don't know when he tries to tell me if he is or not. I still don't believe him. So, yeah, no, I'm being honest. I don't believe you, Greg. I don't believe you.
If you didn't know him and he pulled that, you'd think, oh, this me not full quid, this kid.
Absolutely love it. Just another toy point as well, because we talked a lot about Rugby League, Super League.
Yeah.
What about the Championship? Obviously, you keep an eye on everything that's happening in the world of Rugby League. Obviously a big one for the expansion teams this weekend, like to Toulouse and Toronto and London and so on. But who do you reckon we should be seeing up and around there?
Well, I think Toronto have set a bit of a benchmark, haven't they, going over to Liam, beating them at their place.
They were a massive one.
Beat them quite comfortable. What was the score?
They were comfortable, weren't they?
Yeah, I think we were comfortable. So I think, you know, that bubble's still flying high, isn't it, really?
I think structure-wise, isn't a championship going to be exciting in a couple of years when you could potentially have Toronto, New York, New York team coming into League
One?
Yeah,
apparently. Apparently.
You know, like, and that'd be awesome for the sport. That's going to be more exciting than, you know.
Well, it seems to have just caught fire over in North America, this, doesn't it? So, Toronto, they're getting 6,000-7,000 to a game, unbelievably.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's insane. New York have obviously caught drift of this. They're kicking off a bit of a fuss over there. So, if that can catch fire over in New York, that whole eastern seaboard of America could just literally just take off.
The sponsorship you're looking at when a team like New York gets on board, it becomes like Coca-Cola, stuff like that. You know, they just created a rugby tournament over there that's just got sponsors like Sony and Samsung and stuff like that. You know, that type of sponsorship money is just massive for the game. But imagine your week looking like, if you're playing at that level and you're looking at Toronto 1 week, New York the next week.
Toulouse.
That's just, isn't that awesome?
I think it's fantastic.
This
is a positive coming out of rugby league for once, that new teams are coming in.
That's it.
And it's not dwindling out. There's actually momentum gaining between it all. Can you imagine in maybe 6-7 years' time, if there's 4, 5, 6 North American teams that are serious competitors within the sport in whichever league that they're in?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to give more opportunities for players to play at a decent level. It's going to give them opportunities to go over and experience something that nobody's ever experienced in rugby league before by playing in America and Canada.
Yeah.
The whole thing is exciting.
Yeah. That's great.
And we'll be 38 playing for the Vanuatu Vikings sipping coconuts because they'll be in the comp.
I hope you're right.
But look, I mean, even Hamilton coming in now, you know what I mean? We've seen a little bit of rumours of that one as well, and, you know, maybe another American team along the way. Matt Wilson brought his point on. I wanted to see what you lads thought of this one, because obviously you play the game. He was on about, obviously, you know, when American footballers, when they get out of college level, there's a massive dropout to what don't end up going any further than sort of college level. Is there a reckoning between American football that you could create some of these lads and get them involved in rugby league, and as a way of sort of breeding the next sort of generation over that side of the pond?
Yeah, I think they are the type of people that you would possibly be able to convert into a rugby league player. I mean, the game itself is completely different, how they tackle and how they run the ball and stuff like that, and the understanding of the game he's not that difficult to pick up, if I'm honest, but I mean, the standard how it is in England and Australia is because you've grown up on the sport and you have a natural instinct and ability about it. But if that can start by transforming unlucky ex-American footballers into the first generation of rugby league players that then bring their kids up on rugby league and so on, and it catches fire and people start playing it, and people from overseas first go over, so like English and Australians and Pacific Nations, French, even go over and start putting in structures and understanding a rugby league over there, then possibly it could work.
Mm.
If they were brought up on rugby league, they would dominate. That's just the pool. If you only have to look at NFL and the systems they got, all the way to from college, pre-college, NFL combine, everything. That just it's probably a good thing for us that they haven't been brought up in rugby league, because they would completely dominate
on a global
level. They dominate. They dominate Australia. They dominate England. That's just, they got 300 million people. You only have to look at the NFL systems to see that. Like, you've got players that are 17 and 18 running faster times for their NFL tryouts than any Australian has ever run, and they're athletes. Like, do you know what I mean? You've got guys running quicker 100 meter times that are 17 coming into college that are faster than any Australian and English guy that's existed, and that's not even their sport. Their sport's NFL. That's crazy.
Mm. Yeah, so there's some proper athletes over there. So, I hope this doesn't catch on over in North America.
Yeah.
Just until I'm retired. Unless they give me a job and doing something, coach or something.
I say, you could expand
coach.
Rugby league.
How would that
America,
be? Just being a defensive coach over in America or something like that, just getting an apartment paid for you and living in the middle of New York.
That's it.
How bad that is it? That's it.
I'm in.
If anyone's listening across the pond,
be a defensive coach though.
Maybe social manager.
Morale support staff.
Create your own job. That's how millionaires start.
Matt
Zuckerberg created his own job. So do it.
Exactly. You know the only person's upset about that?
Who?
That guy from MySpace.
Tom.
Tom.
He's forced his friendship upon you. Bloody Tom.
I haven't heard of MySpace in quite a few years now, to be honest.
That's bringing up a
My
bit
account's
of...
still live.
Is it?
No.
Is it?
I hope it is. If his account's still live, get that up on MySpace. I want to see pictures there from back then.
Wow.
Could have opened up a big can of worms if that
he's
were live
worried.
There,
he looks, that's a worried face.
Honestly. there's some juvenile stuff on that.
Oh, please. If anybody's out there and fancies going onto MySpace and finding Jai H. Cox's still live account, please feel free to send in the photos.
What about yours? Is yours still up and around?
No, I never had one.
Oh, right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm pretty sure I did, but I don't think there's much on there. Please don't find it. We're joking, really.
We'll see how it works out. Elsewhere, Mike's got in touch with us. Thanks to Mike. He said, I think expansion is brilliant and much needed, but do you think teams like Batley, Halifax, Sheffield will end up extinct? And what would it mean for the sort of working class fans? Would it be hard to afford the away days every other week? Well, it certainly would be if you're going to Toronto and so on. I can't imagine that. I suppose it's pros and cons and a great talking point. I think that's it, because there are going to be pros and cons with anything like this.
There's pros and cons for everything in life, isn't there? For away fans travelling over there, obviously it's going to be quite difficult money wise and stuff like that, but I mean it make sure it's televised. If it's televised, then surely it's not too much of a problem. And if there's a fan base over there for the away team to go and play in front of, and like a decent crowd, then you know, I think there's more pros than there is cons to it.
And
saying that maybe Halifaxes and stuff like that will end up dwindling out, I hope that's not the case. I hope it grows the sport. I hope there's a bigger pool for players, for clubs to pick out of, and hopefully improve the sport.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because you've got these clubs that have been around for years and years, and let's face it, some of the clubs in the Championship, they can't compete with the Torontos and the Lees. They just can't compete with them. If by chance they did get promoted, they're not going to thrive in Super League. They're going to struggle.
Yeah.
They're financially, they're going to struggle. Their fan base isn't going to double and triple like it would need to for them to continue to go well. It's just not going to happen.
No.
So, and how do you grow a higher tier like Super League without if you lost one of these teams?
Yeah.
you would lose the fans that supported that club.
Yeah.
But majority, the fans that like rugby league would then
find
adapt to a
club.
New team.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And that would grow that team. But it's different over here because we don't have that in Australia. We've got some old teams like North Sydney Bears and Newtown Jets and stuff.
Yeah,
but they
yeah.
have tight affiliations with like the Sydney Roosters and stuff like that. So there's not many old clubs like that. It's more of a...
like sort of new franchise.
It's more of like a West Tigers NRL team, West Tigers reserve grade.
Yeah,
West Tigers under 20s, and then there's other local competitions that are still quite strong. So it's hard for me to comment, and people will obviously not like that hearing that sort of stuff. But that's just
it's the truth of what's probably going to happen. Maybe I don't know,
or like affiliates or something like that that sort of could grow out of it. To be fair,
that's the only. It's sad because someone loses their team that they supported for probably 20-30 years, but. If you got to look at the bigger picture, if you want to grow the game, the tough things like that need to happen.
Tough decisions need to be made, yeah, I agree.
I know what you mean there. I mean, I remember when Super League first kicked off, they had the mergers, didn't they? The whole mergers debate and the... Well, and it never really managed to get past the first hurdle, and I could understand why they wanted to call it Calderdale and all that sort of stuff and merging teams that have been rivals forever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Since, a rugby ball were thrown. It's going to be interesting to see... If it was an Eddie Hearn or a Barry Hearn, how much they could actually influence in that sense, because, as we know, rugby league fans, I'm a rugby league fan myself, we do have our opinions, we have quite strong
passionate
opinions. That's it, passionate opinions along the way as well, so... Interesting to see what happens on that one.
But
get in touch with your thoughts as well, I'd love to hear them. Facebook.com/ProperSportRadio, nearly forgot the link, so I've got it in front of me. And ProperSport@ProperSport as well. Get in touch on there. I'd absolutely love to hear about everything that's happening in the world of rugby league or in football as well. Get in touch on whatever.
Yeah.
You a cricket fan as well there, Roy? You a cricket fan?
A what?
You a cricket fan yourself?
You know what?
Everything else apart from probably cricket.
Surely you're not cricket fans because we've been cricket. Thrashing you.
I've played... No. Oh, here we go. We had to bring an Aussie on this show, didn't we? going back to the cricket thing, I played cricket probably 5 times for school when I was about 12. I played about 4 games 1 year, maybe year 8 or something like that, so I'm maybe 11 years old. Probably third batsman, stuck me out on boundary because I could throw a ball a million miles, but...
Jesus, big nuts himself.
I could throw a ball. I didn't say I could hit a ball with a cricket bat.
I'm third drop batsman, I can chuck a ball
and
more.
And then I can remember... Shut your face. I can remember coming back to play the following year, and I got up to bat, and this kid bowled, and I didn't even see the ball. Didn't even see it. I just looked up at my PE teacher, and I just went... Just shut me head. I just, what do I do?
Yeah.
He went, just swing. I think that was the last time I played cricket.
No, fair play.
That was your undoing. That one leg spinner.
It wasn't even like he wasn't a spinner. He was a fast bowler.
Well, that's debatable. It was probably a slow pass.
Yeah, I think I've got quite good eyes as well. Yeah, you walk it. Yeah. To me, it was fast. Will you give me some credit? No, I don't want any credit, just a bit of sympathy.
No, I played a bit of cricket, but.
What, you've played cricket?
Yeah, I played cricket.
No, here we go.
Couldn't bowl, but well, I could bat.
Right.
They created this special batting award because I used to just smash it through the covers, over the head, little reverse sweep.
I don't know if he's lying. I can't tell if he's lying. That's genuine. Oh, is that genuine?
Yeah,
right.
I'll get it.
Cool. Then what team? What were you called?
Just Byron Bay, like just local.
How old were you when this was happening?
It's a full investigation. Yeah,
he's 16. It's winter, summer, so you can just play it during...
It's always summer over there. You always moan that it gets cold over there. It doesn't get cold in Australia.
It does get to absolutely atrocity temperatures.
What, like 15 degrees?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so sorry for everyone over there.
Shut the window. There's a little draft.
Oh, we're going to have to turn aircon off.
How do you live like this?
Oh, unlucky. Yeah, how do you live like that? I feel sorry for you.
No, I'm going to go get some fish and chips.
Can you still get curry sauce on those fresh fish and chips?
No, it's vinegar.
Oh,
it's vinegar.
How offended you are!
No, I've never seen him so offended.
I was thinking about jumping over the screen. You just get a little bit of vinegar if you want it. A tartare sauce.
Tartar sauce.
That's something you guys could welcome on board.
Is that same as a tartar sauce?
Oh, I'm assuming so. Same as Wycombe.
Which is Wickham.
Wickham.
Puri. No,
right. He's got his own little.
I was putting a few accumulators on, and I went to training the next day. And look, when I read something, I call it how I see it. I was telling the boys what was a part of my accumulator, and it's just never been dropped since then, which is about a year ago. So I picked two teams. One of them was Bury,
which and, translates into Bury,
and Wycombe.
That's amazing. That is amazing. Why call me? That is fantastic.
It happens every now and then. I mean, all Aussies call Salford, Salford.
Salford.
You should hear you guys say Sydney and Melbourne. And just, you sound Sydney. Weird. Well, now I've said it.
What, Sydney?
I've given it away.
I don't know if I've said that wrong.
No, I don't know how Sydney, you can say that wrong.
I don't know.
How's it supposed to be?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe he's a good...
You can't reverse this round just because you like visiting Wycombe.
Wycombe.
Wycombe, even. I've got it wrong now.
Oh, we've had more comments coming in on the expansion stuff. Loads of people getting in touch. Keep them coming as well. Love to hear your thoughts. Julie's got in touch. Said, what I can't get married around is why American teams need to play in Super League. If it takes off, then surely they'll just drop Super League, form their own American League.
Yep.
Not like an NRL style. And then you could probably have some sort of, like playoffs, like they do in America.
Yeah.
Where you have it sort of two leagues, a British league and
European league. There'd have to be enough teams kicking off over there, wouldn't there? I think that's probably the end game for the, the clubs over there. The end game is to not have to travel over the, over pond to play in our domestic competition. If there's enough teams over there that's got the backing, the financial backing, the players and, the fan base to do so, they'd have their own American league. But I think obviously that's a fair way off.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be a lot easier, wouldn't it? Like a World Cup challenge thing, but on a, obviously.
You could have like a Tri-Nations or something like that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
With like a club Tri-Nations.
Yeah. I think anything that's growing is good for the sport.
Yeah. It's just a long way off before they end up with a domestic competition in North America. But that would be the end game, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Cash is king in America. Has cash.
They do. Invading too much oil.
Wow, we got into satire right here. We're going into the political battle.
I've told you they'll be following up on Jesse Tennell Affair's air soon enough.
Yeah, no, they're already making plans.
Let's have a look what's happening over at the football. We're going to have a little chat about Leeds United because Paul Heckingbottom has been announced as a new Leeds United manager. And let's see what he had to say at Sky Sports News earlier today.
Can't wait to get started. Can't wait. It's a big opportunity, big football club. And something that you work hard for, so I'm planning to make the most of it.
You've had other clubs that have been interested. What appeals so much about Leeds?
The size of the club. When I spoke to Victor and the owners, really aligned in what I was thinking and how I'd like to work, and I'm presuming that that's the reason why they thought I was the right man for the job as well, because I'm aligned with how they like to work, so hopefully that'll be good for us going forward.
And the plan now, up on the training ground to meet the players for the first time?
Yeah, to go and meet the players. Probably been a long day for them as well, so I'll not keep them too long, but we'll get out on the grass because that's important, because there's some really big fixtures coming up and some that are going to define the season, really.
This is Proper Sport.
That was Paul Heckingbottom talking about being announced as the new Leeds United head coach. Ollie Holmes, you're of course a Leeds United fan.
Yes, I am.
You have talked about the past. What did you reckon to it?
It's just a bit of a farce, everything that goes down at Elland Road, isn't it? There's always a bit of drama going on. And well, I'm looking at it in this way. Obviously, the club have wanted a new manager, and they've picked. I think they've picked a great choice in somebody that's from Yorkshire, a good English coach that knows a lot about the club itself, the history of what Leeds is about. So I think it's a great appointment. But you look at a lot of the fans that they were saying that why aren't we doing anything in the transfer window, and they've said that we used all this budget. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people were saying, oh, well, where's the budget gone? I actually saw somebody tweet a full list of the budget and they did spend it. But then they've gone and bought the new coach out of a 500 grand release clause out of his contract with Barnsley. And I imagine they've had to pay off Christiansen some sort of severance, probably around 500k with where it's working these days.
Well, that's the word on the street.
So there's money there that they probably did have to spend in the transfer market, and now he's obviously had to come into a squad that he's had no influence on whatsoever as the transfer market's just closed. Mm. So
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing how it all pans out, but drama as always.
It is. And there's always something happening at Leeds United. It was waiting too quiet and too well for too long.
Yeah.
Didn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, we went, how long were you manager for? Over 6 months? Did he make the 6 month mark? Did he?
Yeah, I think it was just over 6 months, wasn't it?
Like time
that,
up then, wasn't it?
That's it. But to be fair, I mean, I looked at everything Radrazzani's he's brought to the ground, obviously. Yeah. Apart from the whole Crest situation.
Right? Yeah.
That's a bit, that just, we'll put that to one side. Apart from that, he's not done there too badly so far. I mean, it's, I look at Leeds now, they're not too far away from the playoffs, they've got some tasty games going up. They could still do it, couldn't they? You know what I mean?
I think they need a big turnaround, don't they? They need to start winning games again, and this usually happens when you sack a coach, you get a new coach, and you usually get a response. So, you know, I'm hoping that happens with Leeds. I was going to go to the Cardiff game at the weekend, but we didn't finish training in time, so we couldn't get there.
I'm glad we didn't.
So I'm looking forward to doing that. The thing that I like most of it is a good English coach. That's the thing that I'm most happy about, that it's not... Not an overseas coach that's in there. I like the fact that he's a young English coach, and I'm hoping he's going to be able to work some wonders.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Are you a big football fan yourself there, Jai?
I've been to a couple of Leeds United games, but apparently I'm the worst football fan ever because I also supported Liverpool. So is that, I don't know about that's illegal, isn't it?
What, supporting two teams?
Yeah.
Well, what do you reckon?
Well, aren't they different competitions? I don't understand.
Well... Yeah, well, once well,
I like watching. I like watching it. I've been to some Man United games as well.
Oh god, no.
They'll be banging from the rafters.
Oh, yeah.
Mate, I like watching a bit of football, and those are the games I could get to.
Right,
so I got to them.
Right, we need you to make a decision here.
Okay.
Right.
Do I
you
have
say,
to pick?
Yeah, you've got to pick one.
Okay.
Out of the three that you've mentioned,
can't so I have that, one from one league?
No, it don't work like that.
How does that?
Because what
work?
If you played? What if you played one in cup? What if you play? What if both teams drew each other in the cup?
Well, I kick back on the couch and enjoy a good game of footy between my two teams. Nah, okay.
Good answer.
Listen,
good answer.
I'll go.
Be careful what you do here. But don't let us influence it. But be careful
Leeds.
What you do.
I'll go for Leeds. I'll go Leeds.
Right,
Leeds
thank you.
I've been to about five games. And,
yeah.
Quite good.
It's an emotional journey being a Leeds fan, but I'm glad you did it, mate. Welcome
to thanks,
the club.
Mate. No, thanks. Is that bald guy, Austin? Is he still there? He could kick a ball, that kid.
Who?
Austin? Is his name Austin?
Oh, Rodolf Austin.
Was he still there?
No, he's gone for ages. He went a while ago.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't pick Leeds early enough. They've had a few Aussies over the years. Mark Viduka, Radicule.
You see, Tim Cahill's just signed Millwall.
Yeah, he has.
Jimmy Cahill, he can kick a goal. That kid.
Yeah, Benny Roberts likes to mention that he's his cousin.
Oh,
is he?
God.
Every tweet that he puts up Team KL, Benny's quoted it saying, oh, all good cuz.
Let it go,
Benny, we get it. But no, he's welcome to the club, Jai. He's not a Leeds fan. Welcome to the emotional journey of being a Leeds fan. But yeah, let's get on to this badge business, are we?
Are we going to have a chat about the badge, why not? Because, I mean... I know they said they're going to change it again.
Yeah.
Which they're going to have to. They said that this logo is going to last 100 years, lasting 6 hours. You know what I mean? But
100 seconds.
So is that what it took? So I think it was 70,000 fans in what I'm guessing the first 6 hours.
Yeah.
That signed a petition to get that badge canned. That stand, that ground there holds 40,000 people.
This had to
70,000 signed it.
This had to pass some sort of legitimacy to the top. Someone's signed off on this, and as the badge of my new team, I'm filthy. I am absolutely filthy.
It was terrible. It was terrible. We even had companies like Gaviscon taking the mickey out of it, which if I were in a company and I wasn't a Leeds fan, I'd have done the exact same thing and took the mickey out of it. But I'm so glad that them 70,000, I signed the petition to get it removed. I signed it. And I'm glad they did, because they just didn't take into account any of the history of the club. They've just took into account a salute that the fans do, which is madness. There were no white rose in there. There was no
nothing to it. No smiley badge or anything like that.
You know, there were no sort of history in the club that was engraved in any of it. So, but like you said, somebody's had to have signed off on that, and I don't know who they've like.
Someone that gets paid a case full of cash has gone, this looks good.
Did he have? He must. You know them goggles that you can get that just makes everything blurry and weird. He's got to have had something like that on because it was a disgrace. And I've seen a lot of because as soon as it happened, all fans started up knocking different ideas up, didn't they?
Yeah.
And I've seen some proper decent badges that have come up on social media.
That's it, yeah.
So I mean, it can't be that hard of a job to come up with a decent, respectable badge that's going to represent a club as big as Leeds United. Even though they're still in the Championship, they are still
a global team, brand.
Yeah, there's teams in the Premiership, clubs like and coaching that are begging for Leeds to probably be back in the Premiership. Like, you don't need. Team like Bournemouth in Prem, what are they bringing to the comp apart from beating Chelsea?
Well, the Bournemouth fans are pretty disappointed with that comment.
No, but yeah, well, if there's any Bournemouth fans listening, I'm sorry, but Leeds are a bigger club.
Well,
and there's a lot more history with Leeds being in the club and a lot more rivalry with the teams that are in there at the moment. I mean, they don't need teams like Bournemouth in Premier League. We need Leeds back in there. Probably never going to happen, but
get them back in.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Yeah, I'm hoping one day it happens.
Yeah, I mean, I still reckon it could. I mean, they're a bit further off. And they were last month, to be fair, after this horrible run, but some decent players in there. I think they went on a good run under Paul, but I think the Sheffield United game, it'll make or break it. If they win it, they're back in touch a little bit. If they lose it,
yeah, well,
you know what I mean? That's. I think this is going to be a real cracker, this one.
Yeah, I just thought, well, I just wish they'd have brought in Ekinbottom while the transfer window was still open.
Yeah.
They could have done something about it. Because he obviously he's in there at a team now that he's had nothing else to do with. He obviously wouldn't have took the job unless he thought there was some potential in the squad. And he's obviously mentioned that how big the club is and everything like that, and he's privileged to be a part of it now. And I'm just hoping that he can get towards the end of the season without getting sacked, as usually is the case by Leeds. And,
maybe they could sign Adam Leilana after he stops choking 19-year-old Tottenham kids on the pitch.
Have you seen this?
Have you seen it?
Right, so he's played for the Liverpool reserves.
He's played for Liverpool reserves, and hasn't taken too kindly to a challenge, and he's just jumped on the back and choked some poor little 19-year-old Tottenham kid just trying to get on with his career.
Red card, I'll have to look into this, if you can try and find it, because it is it's. Well, he got red card. He got sent off for it, didn't he?
He just walked. He just walked down the tunnel. Him and his ponytail.
It was bad. It's bad. It's. What he's on? What, 60k a week?
60k a week, and as a former Liverpool fan, I'm disgusted.
It's bad. It is bad.
I'll have a look into that. We've only got about a minute left.
Right.
Anyway, lads, thanks to everyone that's got in touch with us. Really appreciate it. We'll be back next week as well, having a chat about everything happening in the world of rugby league, boxing. Desert islands,
yep, coconuts,
fish and chips.
Yeah,
we'll have it all. We'll have it all next week as well.
Yeah, we'll bring it all back, please.
Make sure you are listening. Loads still to come here on Proper Sport. We've got the evening show with Tom McGuire on the way from 8 until 10 with loads of great tracks and tunes all the way through as well. I didn't even get onto your music taste either. I was about to say,
we've got plenty of time to talk about it.
We've got loads of time. We've got loads of shows to go through that one as well. And make sure you catch up on the website as well, propersport.uk. If you missed it, it'll be available as a podcast as well. Look on iTunes for that one and the website again, propersport.uk. Lads, thanks a lot for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, mate.
Pleasure.
First big show in the lights as well.
So yeah, I liked it. Enjoyed it.
Might get a little cardboard cutout for myself and sit it there in the back. So there we go.
Yeah, I like it, man.
Well, that's it for joining us. News right after this.